The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. How's it going, Dave?
Not too bad. Two more weeks.
Two more weeks. We're not counting at all, but there's only two more weeks left.
Not at all. I can't wait.
It's not a competition, but we're winning.
No.
That's the line of the semester.
That's all that matters. I'm still in the game.
That's right. So how are your students doing? Do they have like a final project at this point they're working on?
No, we got pinched. We had career day last week, so I lost another critique, so we'll figure it out. And then the ice storms also derailed any scheduling.
Yeah, I hesitate to say I was in Orlando during the
ice storm. Just rub it in.
I couldn't experience it in the same way everybody else did.
It's all good. No complaints.
Canceled spring baseball and things like that.
No complaints.
So. Okay. Let's see if Professor Kendra Evans from Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry has any complaints.
Complaints? No.
It's only a half hour show.
I'm totally free of complaints. I have none.
Totally free of complaints. It's like asking the students, has there ever been any ethical concerns with regard to your academics? No, none at all. So we have somebody in pursuit of truth at the table. We had a discussion, Beth, about how to answer the question for interviews and stuff like that. Like, they're going to ask you, when you're put into an ethical situation, what should you do? And the students are like, you know, how hardcore should we get? And I had to joke. I was just like, well, don't go to the part where you're burying the body, but you probably want to give them something to chew on. You know, you can't say that nothing's ever happened to you or that things have never happened around you or anything like that. So,
and you should appreciate that they were, for all possible questions, Googling the answers to the interview questions.
Yeah. Of course.
Like, there's a one right answer. Like, what am I supposed to say when they ask me to talk about myself? I'm going to Google that. Tell me about yourself.
That was exactly what they said today.
Yeah. In pursuit of answers, not necessarily the way to answer things.
Tell me about your character. Oh, let me Google that.
Vigorously shaking your head, Professor Hill Vasquez from the Department of English. You know, I'm not one of the millennial or the plurals or the Gen Z bashers. I'm not. But it's amazing to me what their knee-jerk reaction to problem solving tends to be. It just is.
Yeah. It's about finding rather than creating for them.
I think it was different for our generation.
Yeah. Well,
I really do think it was.
Well, we didn't have the internet, for one thing. So we had to work, you know.
Yeah, work. But it's also about creativity or explaining the difference to them. It's not something you find. You don't find your argument. You create it,
right, or
at least there's some combination of those two factors. So, yeah, we will continue to fight the good fight regarding this.
We're getting there. It takes a lifetime to make a human being. So
very Aristotelian of you.
I knew you'd appreciate it. We're being favored today by a visit from longtime question writer Al Fresco at the panel today. Nice to see you.
Buongiorno.
Everything he's going to be responding to will be in Italian today. So this should be really interesting. How's it going, Al?
It's going well.
Oh, my.
Great.
I'm coming from a long line of explorers. The finding is very interesting. You look on the rocks.
Is Father Guido Sarducci here or something?
Yes. Jeez. Yes.
All right. I'm cutting Al off here. And I have that right.
Let's continue. I see Professor Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy. Good to have you here, Beth.
Good to be here.
I bet it will warm your heart to know that, at least according to my phone before I came over here, Space Cat will be delivered to the Mayo House tomorrow.
You ordered it.
I did. So, Emmett is really getting into a lot of reading, and since he has a connection to Space Cats this semester,
a couple more books in the series.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Cool. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, this is for Matt's youngest.
The Amazon review of the books was very entertaining. It's like, engaging story, awesome plot points, great visuals of a cat in a space suit. I'm like, that's pretty much all.
It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, come on.
And it really did look cute. And it's a weird thing that happened between Beth and I this year. Emmett got a Valentine, of all things, with a cute little kitten in a space suit on it. And it had some sort of pun on it or whatever. And I was like, look at this. Isn't this awesome? And Beth's like, that is awesome.
He tried to convince you it was a catstronaut. And I'm like, well, of course it is.
It
What's the problem
sense.
With that?
That's the perfect portmanteau. So now we'll see where his reading level takes it once this book arrives. But we'll see whether that works or not. Yeah.
I'll take credit if he likes it.
There you go. Excellent. Continuing around the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here from the FIRST organization.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Dan. All right, so this is it. I mean, if we're doing fish fries or fish bakes, we're running out of time.
So,
gotta say.
So next Friday, is Shrine offering the fish fry next Friday?
They don't. They don't do it on Good Friday.
So apparently last week's Sweetest Heart of Mary fish fry was my last one.
Oh, well, there you go. Which is one of the best from what I hear.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I waited a little long for my food, but it was all right, actually.
We attempted.
It's a beautiful church. I like the
It sure
the
is.
Whole,
the gorgeous yeah, the church. Marble floors.
And even the parish building that we were in was real nice. Anyway,
I'm embarrassed to mention, although I think I mentioned it last week as well, that we saw on Under the Radar about Scotty Simpson's in Rosedale Park. They've been there forever, and it's just, this is a Detroit institution. We should go. So we show up last week on Friday. They're known for their fish and chips. It's cash only. I look at Leslie. She's like, I have 17 cents. It's just like, I guess we have to go home. But we turned around and we came all the way back.
Here's
Berkeley,
one packet of tartar sauce for you.
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of very nice people outside watching the cars. It looks like it's been there for a very, very long time. Dave, you've been there
before. I grew up around there.
Yeah, so that's very cool. We'll make it back for the fish
They're
and
chips.
They're
not going anywhere.
Yeah, Scotty Simpson's. So we're lucky to be favored today to bring everybody up to speed quickly. My dad is here. We'll call him Professor John Mayo. And he had a milestone birthday recently. And it's just, for the man who has 356 tape measures, that is not an exaggeration in any way, shape, or form, it's hard to get him presents. And so I was like, how about you just stop by the show that you listen to all the time? And he's like, yeah, that sounds like fun. So here we are in one of our last
episodes.
You're
21 again?
Awesome. Yeah, he's 39. He's 39.
Well, why didn't you get him another tape measure?
They did. I got a tape measure.
Now, that being said, if you laid all your tape measures, and how far would they go?
To the black hole. 53 million light years away.
That's a lot of tape measures.
It is.
No, the only reason is somebody actually asked me how much volume are all my tiki mugs.
Oh, yeah. It's the same
I don't
want
to know.
Yeah. Right. Only there's a difference between you and your, let's just call it what it is, collection obsession with tiki mugs and just going into Harbor Freight and every single time you purchase anything, getting a free tape measure. And then,
you can choose the other options, like that flashlight.
Yeah, the flashlight's pretty nice, I gotta say.
There was a new option recently.
If you buy any of my dad's birdhouses, which are shaped like the Lower Peninsula, or you could get one of his very, very famous around here little libraries or little pantries, depending on your perspective, you can get a free tape measure with your purchase.
You know, I have the trellis.
Very cool.
Where might we purchase your products?
Where's? I think you have to talk to him directly.
Unfortunately, I'm sitting right next to him.
Crane your head slightly to the right.
Cash only.
17 cents. I look right at Leslie. I haven't had cash in my wallet.
Well, I was going to say, who carries a lot of cash anymore because you have a debit card, right?
Seriously. Yeah. I know.
But then you have the moments like at McDonald's where, you don't have any cash and you put $3.18 on your debit and you feel like you're one of those people writing a check for less than $2.
How about
which
parking downtown? You have to stick your card in there.
Right.
That's right.
Mind
it's
you, I know.
$1.
Yeah. I know all too well.
It just feels weird to do that, but... Mm-hmm.
Ferndale especially, which just recently raised rates to astronomical levels.
Yes.
And until midnight, too.
Yes, that is right. That is right.
Doubled.
But in Royal Oak, there are still machines where they only take quarters, which is ridiculous.
No, but the best thing about that, Dan, they take Canadian quarters, too. They don't know the difference.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, did I say that?
Dr. Mayo's left is Dr. Tubbs.
I'm working on it.
Oh, come on.
I'm working on it. The dulcet tones of Professor James Balfour Tubbs from the Department of Religious Studies.
Yes, still riding high because my beloved Virginia Cavaliers won the NCAA tournament.
Saw that.
And the championship.
Night, so, yes.
Another orange and blue victory.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big character deal. Wins, finally.
I went to UVA, doctor. It is not a charm school. One of the best lines in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. I felt bad for State. They really couldn't put it together. Our Michigan State Spartans here, but they'll be back. Half the Michigan team just left to go to the NBA, so Tom Izzo sinks his claws into people. They'll be back. And I know Duke will be aching for revenge.
Another one and out class coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, folks, this is a program where you could send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. And if you don't stump the panel, you could win a prize, too. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can find us on Facebook or Lord of Mercy. You could ask your smart speaker to play University of Detroit Mercy, Ask the Professor. If you were paying attention to media buzz in the last week, you'll see that a writer for the San Bernardino Sun mentioned our little quiz show and how much he missed it. Not exactly clear whether he knows we're still on the air or not.
No, he said you can still get on podcast.
Right, yeah. He mentioned that, but I emailed him immediately and didn't receive a response. So we're going to look to make contact with him and at least find a way to send him a mug. Roger, I believe, was his name. So you can look that up online. Very cool stuff. So we've got some questions here that were submitted by Al Fresco himself. I think he found them on the back of a rock.
Are they in Italian or?
They're in English. They're in standard English.
Or just a bad accent.
As we're all aware, he states, April 15th is commonly known as Tax Day. I trust all the panelists have filled out their various documents with proper authorities.
Gotten my refunds already.
Yes.
I got my refund 2 months ago.
Gosh. I don't even know how to spell refund anymore.
Falling into two camps.
I got my much
smaller. The Ned Flanders refund. Camp is Happy New Year. Immediately puts on his ledger's glasses and starts filling out his 1040. Oh my gosh!
I always do them as soon as I get the W-2s. It's filling them out.
Yeah. Folks, in the spirit of the season, this round of ATP pays tribute, for lack of a better term, to April 15th. I trust the panelists will appropriately bring to bear their formidable powers of deduction. April 15th is the category. Are we ready?
No.
But on April 15th, the unthinkable happened. To what is this question referring?
The Titanic sank on it.
The Titanic sank in 1912, the RMS Titanic. The hint that was supplied to us was, you do not need the information for properly buying an item of bathable apparel?
Bathable.
Bathable apparel. Nice. But technically did not occur in that event. So poor Titanic.
I was referring sank. To capsize.
Yes, that's right.
But it did not capsize.
What John Jacob Astor will do to avoid an audit, you know?
You know? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It is tax day.
Literally drown. Or freeze to death.
The Titanic sunk in 1912. The following year, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, later renamed the IRS, was established. And which tax form made its debut?
1040?
1040, good buddy. Absolutely. The old 1040.
They still have the 1040 EZ. I remember using that one when I was...
gotten rid of it now.
Okay.
Yeah. It was too easy, yeah, I'm afraid.
It's called TurboTax at this point.
Yeah, it worked when I was in college. What was the problem?
If you really want an eye-opener, you can go read those news stories the other day, how powerful the H&R Block TurboTax lobby is in Congress. They literally stopped the IRS
stopped
from
the
making
IRS
their own
putting
free
a free
service
one online
the other day, and Congress bought into it for forever and a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Really sad. Really, really sad. On April 15th, this person followed Moses Fleetwood Walker to the promised land of integration in America. Who
Jim
is
Tubbs?
This person?
Oh.
No, no. And I have hints for all these questions, which is kind of nice.
Wait a minute. Read the question again.
On April 15th, this person followed Moses Fleetwood Walker to the promised land of integration in America. Who is this person? 1947 is the year.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. It happened in Brooklyn. Yes. That would be the Dodgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to do that a little bit faster than I just did. The third Monday of April this year falls on April 15th, and thus is Patriots Day, which has been observed on the third Monday in April in Massachusetts and one other state. Which one?
Is that referring to the football team?
Nope.
No.
Connecticut?
Nope, not Connecticut.
New England state.
Vermont. I think we're going to need our hint here.
Vermont.
Until the Missouri Compromise of 1820, this was actually part of Massachusetts.
Maine?
Maine, the great state of Maine on Patriots Day. So I'm going to date myself, and if my historian wife was here, she'd throw something at my head. What happened on April 15th?
Duck.
Oh, it was Lexington and Concord. Okay, I actually knew it.
Recreations on April 15th.
Got it.
The shot heard round the world?
The shot heard round the world. Excellent.
Aww,
Massachusetts
Schoolhouse
and
Rock.
Maine. In Michigan, we have Sweetest Day. Next question. The 415 area code covers which county, also home to Skywalker Ranch?
Be San Francisco?
Oh, it's California.
Emeryville?
I mean, you're out there. You're out there.
Yeah. Napa.
Starts with the letter M.
Maricopa.
Mendocino.
Monterey.
Merced.
The rumors that residents of this county voted to change the area code to 420 are unfounded. It's a good hint. It's a great hint.
Well, yeah, Humboldt, there are marijuana county.
Actually,
think who's the pair of people who really had a lot of great 70s, 80s weed humor as part
Cheech
of
and Chong.
So think of names that fit into the county name, and you've got it.
Mendocino.
Cheech.
Marin County.
Yes. Ah, Marin. Okay.
Yes, Marin County. That's where Skywalker Ranch is. Yes.
George Lucas and all.
Mm-hmm. April 15th, 2011. Was the official opening in Randers, Denmark, of a museum replica of a famous mansion, though twice the size of the original. What's the mansion?
Okay, what were those crazy people doing?
April 15th, 2011.
In Denmark?
Yeah, in Denmark.
So the model was twice the size of the mansion?
Of the original.
The Biltmore.
So it was either a big model or...
Biltmore is a good guess.
It can't be Hearst Castle.
Versailles?
Mm-mm. I think that you guys need to dial down on classiness. Yeah, okay. And you'll get
Trump Tower.
The museum contains cufflinks given to the resident of the original mansion by Richard Nixon.
Elvis.
Yes.
Oh, so Graceland.
Oh, Graceland. Yes.
As well as a baseball glove
he used. It used to be a funeral home. You know, you could double the size of that.
A baseball glove. He used for what?
It says a baseball glove he used while serving as a soldier in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
Never know.
You never know. But it took till 2011 to build that thing, you know, let me tell you. April 15th, the first franchise restaurant under new entrepreneurship of this company opened in Des Plaines, Illinois.
McDonald's
is right, yes. After signing the franchise deal, the businessman wrote a letter to Walt Disney about placing his restaurant in Disneyland. If you haven't seen The Founder, very good movie. Pretty interesting stuff. That was 1955, by the way. April 15th is the birthday of two actresses who have the same first name and have appeared in the same film four times. Who are the actresses? What a great piece of trivia.
Catherine.
No. Jane. No. Meryl.
Sarah.
And
Melissa.
So this is the way we're going to hit. The hint given is one was born in London and the other was born
Julie?
In Paris.
No.
Kate.
Well, Catherine is then a good guess.
It is a good guess.
But
Natasha?
Wrong.
No.
What is the first? Can you give us the initial?
Dame Judy.
No.
Elizabeth.
Dame. No.
Kate.
I have not
Kate?
Heard it
we
yet.
Kate. Yeah.
I will say this much: the shared first name starts with the letter E.
Elizabeth.
It is not Elizabeth.
Emily.
Eleanor. Ava.
Emma.
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 Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson and
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Have both been in four Harry Potter movies, if I remember correctly.
Oh, right.
Actually, three Harry Potter movies, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, and Beauty and the Beast. Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's right, because
okay.
She plays Trelawney.
Emma, who was
Emma
born
Thompson
in Paris?
Plays
Emma
Trelawney.
Watson?
I think Emma Watson
Emma
was
Watson
born,
was
yeah.
born in Paris
yeah.
And raised in England.
That's
so
I did
odd.
Not know that.
So odd.
This is why we're here, Dan.
Yeah, this
to
is
to learn new things.
April 15th saw the death of a famous politician, a famous performer, and a famous philosopher. The politician first. His demise follows the time frame of the sinking of the Titanic, the precipitating event.
Abraham Lincoln.
The night of the 14th. Yes. Demise
shot
on the
10 15th. O'clock and died it next morning
at 4 a.m. or something.
Watching the play.
Mrs. Lincoln.
No. The name of the play was Our American Cousin.
Yes.
Yes.
Starring Laura Keene. Yes.
Ford
performer.
Theater?
At the Ford Theater, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The last name of this actress is an anagram of the last name of another not quite so famous actress.
Oh, that's really helpful.
That doesn't help.
We're going Taco Cat again?
Wait for the hint.
Taco Cat. Ironically, there are no silent letters in this name. Only silent.
I can't make them all easier.
The famous last name is an anagram of a less famous last name without any silent letters.
Do you want to
yes.
make
that
correct?
So well, I should get credit for that.
But there are lots of names that don't have silent letters, right? That's
initials,
not narrowing it down.
Initials GG.
Greta Garbo?
Greta Garbo is who we're trying to get at here. So what's the anagram? I'm trying to figure it out.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, Gabor. Nice.
Zsa Zsa.
Garbo.
Not Ava?
That's awesome.
The first name's got plenty of silent letters.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was famous for being famous.
Or an opportunist.
Huh? She was famous for being famous.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Dialing.
This person was awarded a Nobel Prize in Literature, the philosopher.
It's either Sartre or Bertrand Russell.
Sartre, yes. A clue to his first name is the most successful songwriting duo of all time, Jean-Paul. And a clue to his last name is the surname of the drummer in the duo's famous band. Sartre is who it was. Very nice. You guys are knocking these out of the park. Just like to point out, Al Fresco, no grading rubric means the Wild Wild West. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not sure you deserved a Nobel Prize in Literature, but tastes vary.
Yes, they do. They do.
Which he turned down.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
He said, I don't want to become an institution.
He had nausea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's right. Contemplating a tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this round of ATP, we've had baseball. We've had a president. Here's your double. On April 15th, who became the first president to throw out a first ball at a major league game, 1910?
Taft.
Taft.
Oh, how did he manage it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It was the, what do they call it? The T-Rex arms?
Because he probably
arms?
Had little T-Rex arms.
There we go.
You're more not the T-Rex arms.
He probably tossed it up in the air and just bumped it.
The retroactive hints. He was the only president to later serve as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
He belly bumped it. Belly bumped.
He's the last president to sport facial hair whilst in office. Yes.
And you had to have a special bathtub installed.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
That's a myth.
It was a shower stall, I think.
So no special tub. Oh, I wonder
why.
Come
on, we have the special tubs over here.
Why would that become a rumor then? I mean, why would that?
Because people were making fun of him.
He was large and in charge.
Well, but there's a similar sort of rumor about Aquinas, right? That he was so chunky that they had to carve out.
Cut out part of the table.
So when we're having a bad day, we just remember to be grateful that when we die, people will not be discussing the size of our bathtub. Well,
that's about right.
Thank
that's
you.
That's just one really bad day. That's just one thing.
Yeah. I like that. Thank you, Kendra.
Finally,
tubs is on fire.
As a cautionary tale, April 15th marks the date on which a billionaire was sent to jail for federal income tax evasion. Who was this?
Al Capone.
No.
Madoff?
Spiro Agnew?
1992.
No. Oh, I didn't hear the date.
What's his face?
Listen to the assumptions.
I know the assumptions. Are killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm trying to think.
She was called.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
No.
She ran the hotel.
Leona
Helmsley.
Leona Helmsley. Right.
And she left all of her earnings to the animal.
I think there was something like that. Something. Yeah. A cat?
I think it was a cat.
Yeah.
Can we ask legal counsel what happens when you leave your money to an animal?
And then the animal dies. Work? Who gets it after that?
Can you do that?
You can leave it for the care and feeding of said animal, but the animal doesn't have any fiduciary interest in it.
Right.
Interesting.
So you couldn't. So in a will, if like I said I want to leave $1,000 to my pet dog, I can't actually do that.
You can leave $1,000 for the care.
You'd need to appoint a trustee, too.
If I try to leave it to the dog, unless the dog has a trustee, then the trustee would take
control. I wonder where the money went after that.
I'm just kind of.
I mean, I'm sure that cat did not use up all that money.
Not that I plan on doing that.
Offspring, kitty conservator, for sure.
If you wanted kitty conservator, right.
There we go.
The baby kitty's got it.
Panelists, let's go into our favorite game to play at the end. ATP favorites. Oh. Professor Dave Chow has come up with favorite fashion accessory.
Oh, boy.
So who wants to chime in? We don't need to go in order.
Tiara, of course.
I said monocle. I couldn't think of
anything. Definitely, for me, I get a hard time. I'm not really a big spender, but I get a hard time about jackets and coats.
You are a jacket person.
I like jackets and coats. I feel like I have two denim jackets, and this was a hand-me-down. I didn't even buy it. And I got it in 2004 because somebody thought it was too small. Or too big for them, fits me.
You look fine.
Anyway, and the thing is, I didn't buy it, and then I didn't give it away, and everybody says you're supposed to give away stuff, and then look, I'm still wearing it.
And there
I
it
never
is.
Paid for it.
And there you have it.
And you look good.
It's good. I think it looks good.
That makes you an effective shopper.
Yes, exactly.
That I didn't buy it?
Yeah. All right. I think I figured mine out.
Okay.
I'm a watch fan.
Oh, you're a watch guy.
You have good watches. No, just watch. Okay, see, I used to collect Swatch watches back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one, the last one broke, and I won this one on WDET ages ago. So.
Nice.
This is why good you asked story. A question about accessories.
No,
only someone who collected swatches.
I still have mine. Tons of them.
You don't want to admit that in public.
It's okay.
Do you have the one with the Halley's Comet on it?
No.
Everybody at my school had that
one. I got the very
one.
First one, though.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool stuff. I had a Swatch watch, too.
Yeah.
but it's not my fashion accessory.
I really like bracelets, although I'm not wearing any today.
Okay, but I was about to say, can we see?
And sometimes some you hear my bracelets clinking on ATP, but I'm not wearing any today. Okay. So, I don't know. I know it's very girly, but I do them. Bracelets and actually, Al Fresco got me a very nice tennis bracelet. So I guess I'm not wearing that either. But
but it is very nice.
Someday you
it will. Is very nice.
It's so swank, you have to keep it in the safety deposit box.
No, well, it's beautiful. It matches my... It's got sapphires and diamonds on it.
Very nice. Very, very nice. What other fashion accessories do people want to cop to?
I have a five of pinky rings. I'm wearing them all right now.
On all five pinkies.
Wow.
Which is quite an achievement.
Wow. You realize that there are actual Italians at this table, right? For people from...
I think we're more Italian. Italian.
Etruscan. Etruscan.
Etruscan.
You know.
You'll be getting a visit later.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I had to answer the question, it would be best characterized by someone gave me a gift today of my Harry Potter house as a pin. Oh. I like to put pins on the things that I wear.
Are you a Ravenclaw?
I'm a Ravenclaw, Wit beyond measure is man's greatest treasure.
Yes, but Looney Lovegood is also a Ravenclaw, and you should be proud of that association.
I totally agree with that. But my students were flabbergasted to find out that's where I remain in my house. So they were sure I was a Gryffindor. I'm like, not everybody can be Gryffindor.
Not everybody can be. I'm also a Ravenclaw.
Come on. Come on.
I think I'm a Gryffindor, but I can't remember. From the quiz, right? Mm-hmm. Figure out. Yeah.
Yep. Emmett asked me when we had this conversation at the dinner table the other night, Dad, what am I? I don't even know how to answer that question. Here, take this quiz online, and then we'll find out. Will you see yourself as an otter or a sea lion? I don't know. Jim, neckties. John, Dan, neckties. Yeah. And you're not wearing one. What is the deal here?
Well,
you're going to class today.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, it's biz cash Friday.
I'm wearing jeans, as I always do on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I am as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think most of us are.
And I teach, so I don't...
What's
me too.
Function?
Good. Function. I'm glad I am not the only woman at this university who is willing to wear jeans when she teaches. I know you have too.
But. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
With a nice jacket.
I skipped that part because...
I think a tiara would look good, too.
Oh, there you go.
Sapphires and diamonds.
Maybe a diadem.
Indeed. The lost diadem of Rowena Ravenclaw.
Yes.
Oh, my. I'm afraid that we've reached the end of everything that this show can handle.
So whatever this was.
Time for us to say goodbye. I know we didn't get a chance for everybody to chime in, but the countdown is... I must obey the countdown. So it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Dad.
I don't know.
Professor Dan.
Goodbye.
Professor Beth.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Al.
Ciao and many happy returns.
Professor Hilvestris.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.